on understanding the world. To understand the world, you must stop assuming that everything is how it should be. You have to get used to the idea that the world needs your help. Almost nothing works. You will be able to see examples of that everywhere once you take time to listen to and read books. Other than noticing that everything is incomplete, you will never be able to fully grasp the world. The understanding of the world is a process, and it must be. You can only understand the things that call to you, and that education is the key to everything. Most, if not all, misunderstandings are rooted in greatly varying levels of education. When levels of real education rise, the world becomes wiser. As the world grows in wisdom, misunderstandings fade away, and peace arrives. Not all education is equal. Real education is rare. It is far simpler to take to books that call to you than to wait for a teacher that can inspire you. Be careful when it comes to organized education. It is safer to learn directly from world's most beloved thinkers. Eventually, you will no doubt hope to make the world a better place. But there is a great and heartbreaking problem. It may not be possible to help those who are already suffering. It may only be realistic to make their pain count for more by preventing it in the future. Not all great challenges are like this, but once a war starts, there are no winners, nor will there ever be. To make changes that last, you may have to focus on prevention. You have to look into the future, as you won't be able to reliably change the present, not always. To reliably change the future, you must help the world learn, increase the world's level of education. You have to help the world remember that it was lack of knowledge that kept the world in misery. Your greatest adversaries will not only tower over you, but will outlive you by centuries. They will turn misery and borders into profit, a minuscule amount from billions of people across hundreds of years. The worst kind of an education is the one that stops the student from learning more, be it with false promises, fantasies, or by replacing real education with meaningless memorization, tests, and grades. Once a student becomes either convinced that they know enough or tricked into not wanting to learn anymore, the world becomes darker for it. Dark ages is not a thing that you can witness, as they are spread across multiple centuries. The darkness is a symbol for lack of education, lack of enlightenment. The future generations will be able to see it when looking back at us, but we won't. The urgency with which every human being must be given books and knowledge and in a way that helps them grow is of an order of magnitude higher than we can comprehend. Screaming, climate, pandemics, wars, racism, concentration camps, solitary confinement, police brutality, and punishment by death will do nothing to help the world understand what is going on. Most don't even know about the Holocene extinction, and all of this is a function of their level of education. Our empathy and compassion for each other also scales with knowledge. We are all born perfect and we are beautiful. But we must not start at zero. We must be born to the greatest heights of the previous generations. Without real education, not only do we repeat the same mistakes, but we keep adding more weight to the ones that are currently ongoing, and make the suffering of the previous generations count for nothing. Real education enhances us, it improves us, and refines our operating system, decision-making mechanisms, and powers of perception. You cannot stand up to a war, or a global cult, or fantasy education. You will be so small that they won't even notice you. But you can prevent it from propagating into the future. Help your classmates. Protect them from fake teachers. Share narrated books that change lives. Use the stress of fake education to ignite their passion for true wisdom. Help them see the liars and the fools. Help them see the fraud of fake education. Help them see how in poverty, those who claim authority trade the best minds of the future generation for a small paycheck. Help them see the propagation of darkness and misery of our age under the collective and self-defeating excuse of putting some food on their table. Above all, and in more ways than we can grasp, the following words will always hold true. It is either all of us or none.